Okay, we're moving on now in the Masech Shkalim, in the seventh parak of Masech Shkalim, and we are about to finishing the seventh parak of Shkalim and beginning the eighth parak of Shkalim. So we learned in Mishnah Hey that there was a takana that if you find a karban and you have to assume, you find an animal, a live animal, and you have to assume it's a karban, that you don't have to pay for the nesachim. That was a takana midrabanan, that the tzibur funds will pay for the karban. So then in Mishnah Vav we said, oh, by the way, there are six other takanos that were made relating to Kachim. So we learned three of them in Mishnah Vav, so now we learned the other three in Mishnah Zayin. So one of the takanos was ala melach ve'ala etzim. When you have salt that was used to put, I'll call karban chatakra of melach, the halach is every karban needs melach, even a karban mincha needs salt. And the wood that was used to keep the fire going on the Mizbeach, shu'a kohanim ne'os mehen, kohanim who are working the Beis HaMikdash are allowed to use them for their own benefit, for their own pleasure, to salt the karbanos before eating it, and to make a fire to cook the meat, even though that salt and wood were designated to be used by the Mizbeach, and the Lechori shouldn't be able to get personal benefit from it, but this was one of the takanos that Beis Din made. And then another takana relating to the para aduma, which was obviously used for people or things that became tami meis. V'al ha-para shalo yu mo'alin ba'afara, or ba'efra, that when it comes to a para, that there shouldn't be a violation of mi'ila when you get personal benefit from the ashes of the para aduma. The ashes of the para aduma are actually not subject to mi'ila, even mi'daraisa, but we call this a takan of Beis Din because the din daraisa would only say there's no mi'ila, but it would still be an iser hana'a. But when people saw that there was no mi'ila and there was no penalty for using those ashes, so then they took it very lightly and they started using those ashes to treat injuries and things like that. And therefore, the Beis Din had to make a takana that someone who uses those ashes has to treat it as if it is a violation of Mi'ila and has to pay back as if it's a violation of Mi'ila. But then people stopped using the ashes even for what they were meant to be used for, to be metahir, people who were tamei mesim. So that's why a later takana had to be made to undo the earlier takana and just go back to the original rule. So val hapara shalo yumal in be'efra, that there should no longer be mila. We should go back to the original din d'oraisa that there's no mi'ila on the efer. And then the last takana that it talks about the set of birds that would be brought by people who were being matar themselves from various forms of tuma. Val kina psula shiubos mishal tzibur. They said that when you have a disqualified puzzle pair of birds and you find them among the birds bought by the Beis HaMikdash with the money that was left in the box that was meant to buy Kinin, so a new pair of birds should be brought to replace them using money from the Tzibur. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, no, not using money from the Tzibur, HaMesapik es HaKinin, the person who supplies the birds to the Beis HaMikdash, meaning there was someone who got the bird contract for the Beis HaMikdash. There was some bird farmer who was able to be the one that provides all the birds that they needed. So Mesapik es HaPsulos, he's the one that should be the one that comes up with replacements for the puzzle of birds. Okay, now we move on to Perek Ches Mishnah Aleph. So if Perek Zayin spoke about how to figure out money or meat or animals that you find somewhere, what they are, what type of carbon are they? Are they a carbon? Are they Kodesh? Are they not? So the first three Mishnahs of this Perek talk about how to decide when you find things in Yerushalayim in terms of Tumen Tahara, not in terms of Kachim, but are they Tame or are they Tahar? So the Torah tells us that saliva of a person who has a certain type of tumah is tameh, and it makes Adam v'kelim tameh as well if it comes in contact with it. So the Rabbanan said that any saliva where we don't know where it came from, you have to assume may have come from a tameh person, and therefore the Mishnah is going to tell us, but there is an exception to that in the Rabbanan. Kol harukin hanimtzom b'Yerushalayim taharin. If you find saliva in Yerushalayim, it's tahar. So if you touch saliva that you find on the street in Yerushalayim, you're tahar. They would never made a takana midrabanan to be matame saliva in Yerushalayim because they didn't want to cause more tuma to any kachim that might come in contact with someone or something that had touched the saliva and it would then have to be burnt. Chutz mishal shuka elyon. That was anywhere in Yerushalayim except for the saliva that they'd find in the shuka elyon, which is where tame people would get together to avoid being around tahar people so as not to make them tame. So since Ensa, Shuk HaElyon is a place, it was a known hangout for Tamei people, so then you have to assume that the saliva you find there is Tamei Divrei Rabbi Meir. But Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi disagrees, and he says that if you find saliva in Yerushalayim, it's subject to the same takana that you have to assume it's Tamei. Bishar Yemos HaShana, when it's not during the Sholosh Regalim, Shebe'emtsa Tamei, then saliva that you find in the middle of the road, where most people walk, is assumed to be Tamei, because most people are Tamei, or many people are Tamei when they're walking in the streets of Yerushalayim. But v'shebet stadin tahorim, but saliva during the rest of the year that's not Sholosh Regalim, that you find on the side of the road, is going to be assumed to be Tahor, because Tahor people would be very cautious. Since there are so many Tamei people around during the rest of the year, the Tahor people would walk off to the side so as not to come in contact with any Tamei people. But v'shas haregel, when everyone was metahir themselves to come up for the Sholosh Regalim, so then we assume the majority of people are Tahor, so then Shebe'emtza Tahorin, any saliva you find in the middle of the road where the masses walk is going to be Tahor. V'shebet Stadin Tameim, well, any saliva that you find on the side of the road is going to be Tamei. Shemnei Shehin Watim, because since Tamei people are few in number, Mistalkin, let's Stadin, they're the ones that go off to the side of the road when it comes to the Shas HaRegel. So let's review again what we learned today. In the last Mishnah of Perek Zayin, we learned three more takanos that Kohanim are allowed to get Hano'ah from the salt and the wood that was used for the Mizbeach. And number two, that there's an Isser Me'ila, I'm sorry, that there's no Isser Me'ila, rather, on the Efer Para Aduma, which is really the Din D'Oraisa. And number three, that if there's a pasul, a kan, the replacement set of birds, the replacement kan, is paid for by the tzibur. But Rav Yossi disagrees, and he says, no, it's paid for by the guy who supplies birds to the Beis HaMikdash in general. And then in Mishnah Aleph, we said, if you find saliva on the street in Yerushalayim, it's tahar, except for it, where the tummy people would hang out. That's Rav Meir Shita, at least. And Rav Yossi says, it depends where and when. If it's not around the time of the Yontif, so then in the main part of the street, that's where all the Tamei saliva is. On the sides of the street, that's where the Tahor saliva is going to be. But if it's around the Regalim, where most of the people are Tahor, so in the main part of the street, in the center of the street, that's where the Tahor saliva is going to be. And on the sides, it's going to be the Tamei saliva. That is from tomorrow. We'll pick up with Perches, Mishnah Beis.